The following recording is from the previous cycle.
This daf is Soita Daf Yud Dalet, and we are in the middle of the Yomid on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We're on the last leg of this Festa Agadat the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Masechta Soita. So from when the Gemaras began, Daf Tes Amid Beis, until now, we've gone through the Sugyas, or Divrei Agada, about Shimshon Agibar. We discussed the Gemaras about Yehuda and Tamar, the Gemaras about Avshalom and David, all the chazals that are negay at the beginning of Parsha Shmois, the Hova Neschak Maloi, to the way Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Nevuah of Miriam, Yecheved, Amram, etc. And today, we had Yosef a little bit at the end of yesterday's daf, and now the last leg of Gemara discusses Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that being that Moshe was the greatest person amongst Klal Yisrael, and it was Dafke him that was Oisik in the Atzmas Yosef and the Kfura of Yosef Atzadik. Mida Kineged Mida, he was Oicha. That when it came time to his Kfura, who was Oisik in his Kfura? Hakadosh Baruch Hu bechvedev Atzma, he was the one that was Oisik in his Kfura. So the Gemara is going to discuss the Shas Ptirasoy Shal Moshe and different Agadot to Gemaras that are Negei of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, Milonu Gadol Mimoshe. Vayomer Hashem Meilai Rav Loch. So at this point, we're not up to the Ptir of Moshe yet, but rather this is a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vaschanon. So Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading with Hashem. He wants to enter Eretz Yisrael. Vaschanon Hashem Be'isa Hi Leimor. And Hashem tells him, Rav Loch, that it's enough what I've, or stop davening. You can't go in anymore. So he prefaces his response, does Hashem to Moshe, with the words Rav Loch. Says the Gemara, it wasn't a coincidence. The reason Hashem told Moshe, no, you're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael with the word Rav, was Mida Kenegan Mida, because Moshe himself had done a chet using the word Rav. And that was in the story of Korach. The pasuk says, Usnuva hen esh, v'simor aleihem kitoyresh, lefnei Hashem mocher, v'hoya isha sheyivcha Hashem, hu ha-kadosh, Rav lochem b'nei Levi. And being that Moshe used the word Rav when he was talking to the Das Korach, and there was some element of chet, mida kineged mida, Hashem used the word Rav when he told him Rav loch. The Mefarshim are very bothered what exactly the chet in Rav lochem b'nei Levi is. Take a look at the Marsha, Ayin Shom. Omer Ablevi, Berab Bise, Berab Bisru, Berab Bise, Rav Lochem, Berab Bisru, Rav Loch. Dovaracher, another pshat, why Hashem chose the word Rav? Rav Loch, he told him, Rav Yeshlecha. Even if I would want to answer your tefillah at this point, it's already too late, because I already appointed another Rav. Umanoi, who's that other Rav? Yeshua. Rashi says, so what? That Hashem appointed Yeshua Benun. Why can't we push off Yeshua Benun's monarchy a little bit longer? Let Moshe be Melech, and then Moshe will go into Eretz Yisrael, and when it's time for Moshe Rabbeinu to pass away, then Yeshua Benu will take over. So Rashi says, Rav Yeshloch Higia Malchus Shel Yehoshua Ve'en Malchus Noigas B'chaverta. It's based on a klal that once it's time for a Melech to become Melech, he has to become Melech at that point, and it can't be pushed off even for another Malchus. There's nothing in the world that can push off the time that a Melech is going to become Melech. And being that it's time for Yeshua to become Melech, Moshe, there's nothing I can do. At this point, Rav Loch, you're going to have to be nifter. You're not going to be able to make it in Eretz Yisrael. You see from here that Moshe and Yeshua both had a bit of a melech. Rashi's lashon is, Higia Malchusoi Shel Yeshua. In fact, the Rambam says it in a few places. There's certain halachas about melech that we learn from Moshe, that we learn from Yeshua. It wasn't a traditional malchus, but this is definitely a maramachim. You see from Rashi, Higia Malchusoi Shel Yeshua. And the taina of Rav Loch was based on Ein Malchus Noigas Bicha Virta. Another pshat says the Gemara Dover Acha. Why did Hashem tell Moshe Rav Loch? Shelo Yoimru Harav Kama Kosha VeTalmud Kama Savron. Hashem was telling Moshe, stop davening already. I don't want you to daven so much because it's making us look bad. Basically, you're going to daven. I'm not going to answer your tefillah because you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And people are going to say that, look at this. The Rebbe, he hears his Talmud begging for something. He doesn't listen. And the Talmud doesn't get the hint. He keeps on davening. There's a chil Hashem that's going to come out from it. So he told him, Rav Loch Genug. And the word Rav was a pun. Shelo Yoimru HaRav Kama Kosha VeTalmud Kama Savron VeKol Kach Lomo. And why was Hashem so tough kaviyochol on Moshe? The stronger the the camel is, that's how much you put on top of it, and that's how much you can load on top of the camel. Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was such a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktik with Moshe Kuchot HaSaira. So Enochinami, if somebody else would have done what Moshe did, and Davin Tfilois Kemin Veschan, and ultimately that person would have, his tfilos would have been answered, but Moshe Rabbeinu was judged with a different Shulchan Aruch. He was judged differently. And it's from Gam L'Shechla, because Moshe was on such a high madrega, it's for that reason that he was treated differently. On the topic of Tzadikim, Medaktikim, Alein, Kechot HaSairis, this is something that obviously has come up a lot, something that we've talked a lot about, but it's Yidua, what the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, that when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world originally, Bereishis Bara Likim, he intended to create the world with Midas Adin. He saw that the world couldn't have a Kiyam with Midas Adin, so he changed, and instead of creating it with Midas Adin, he created the world with Midas Arachamim. But the Sfarim say that the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Metzias. And if it was all of the fun of a Machshava for Hashem to create the world with Midas Adin, it means there is a Metzias of Hanhaga of Midas Adin in the Bria. And that Metzias of Midas Adin is something that's Miuchad for the Tzadikim. And that's what the Sfarim say it means when we say Tzadikim Medaktikim Aleim Kuchot HaSaira. It's not just that Hashem looks a little more carefully into what the Tzadikim do, and perhaps He punishes them a little bit more harshly. But there's something fundamental. There's something Yisoidi over here. The world, for the most part, is ruled, it's governed, the Midas Harachamim, the Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges them with Midas Adin. The Sfarim say that's what the Gemara means when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim and Moshe Rabbeinu sees Rabbi Akiva. So he tells Hashem that, why are you giving the Torah through me? If you have Rabbi Akiva, give it through Rabbi Akiva. So then he tells him, I see how great Rabbi Akiva is. Hareini Schar, let me see a Schar. And he sees how the Romans are killing and torturing Rabbi Akiva at the end of his life. So Moshe Rabbeinu famously tells Hashem, Zu Torah v'zu Schar, does it make sense that if somebody so great is going to be rewarded like this? Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach olo lefonai b'machshava. Zogin the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Alshech, what does it mean, kach olo lefonai b'machshava? He was telling him that I created the world, there was a machshava to create the world with Midas Adin. And there's a Bria of Midas Adin in the world. And Rabbi Akiva, you're right, based on the Gdorim of Midas Sarachamim, he should not be punished this way. However, he's being judged not with Midas Arachamim, he's being judged with Midas Adin. So Moshe Rabbeinu, just one final point, davens to Hashem, to Eschanan al Hashem, Beisahi Leimar, he davens tefillos, Kamini Veschanan. Ultimately, his tefillos weren't answered. Rav Loch, whatever the Peshan of Rav Loch is, but one thing is clear, Moshe did not enter Eretz Yisrael. We'll see, there'll be a gadat about this throughout today's daf. But I once heard from a Baldarshan, he said a beautiful taish. Parshas Veschanan begins, Veschanan al Hashem, Beisahi Leimar. This is a free that says, whenever the word Leimar is used in the Torah, Moshe Leimar. So what does Leimar mean? Go tell Klal Yisrael. But the Sefri says it means this is a tzivui l'doiris. Anytime you find the word Leimar, there's always a tzivui l'doiris. V'aschanon el Hashem ve'isahi Leimar. What is this? What's the l'doiris in v'aschanon el Hashem? The Teretz is Moshe Davin tefilas kamini v'aschanon. And Moshe's tefilas weren't answered. Sol kadai techamino, all those tefilas went to waste. If the tefilas weren't, take me in Teretz Yisrael. And Moshe didn't go in Teretz Yisrael. So what exactly was accomplished by those tefillas? The Teretz is Leimar. V'aschanan al Hashem be'isahi Leimar. No tefillah goes to waste. So even though Moshe wasn't answered at that time, and the tefillah of Eschanan, the literal tefillah of Eschanan wasn't answered, but there's no question that the tefillahs were saved, and there is no tefillah that goes to waste. V'yoymer aleihem ve'meiv ve'esrim shana anochi hayoyim. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to his people and he tells them, I'm 120 years old today. Says the Gemara, she'in tamal le'mayoyim. Why did I have to say today? It seems to be extra, that word. Hayoyim molu yomai u'shnoisai. Today is my birthday. And l'lamedcha, why was that significant? She'akadosh baruch hu mashlim shnoiseim shal Yisrael miyoyim liyoyim u'mechodesh l'chodesh t'chsiv es mispar yamecha mali. Tzadikim die on their birthday. Moshe was born on Zayin Adar. Today, that day was Zayin Adar. He was born and he was nifter on the same day. And it's learned out from a pasuk as mispar yamecha mali. And that's what Moshe was saying. V'yomer aleihem b'meiv ve'esrim shana anochi hayoyim. I once saw that they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky that the Sfarim say that a person has a special mazel on his birthday. So if a person has a special mazel on his birthday, then why did Tzadikim die on their birthday? You think if it's a mazel to g'day, dafka, that's the day that they die? So Reb Chaim said, no, machzta tois. It's dafka Tzadikim that die on their birthday, because where's the Tzadik going after he passes away? He's going to Elam Haba. That's when he's going to get all his reward. So the Tzadik who has a good mazel on his birthday, he dies on his birthday. Everybody else who's not necessarily going to Olam Haba, his good mazel makes sure that he doesn't die on his birthday. That's what Reb Chaim told him. It's actually interesting. Last week's parsha was Parshas Chayisara. There's two parshas in the Torah that the title of the parsha means wife. Chayisara and Vayechi. And they both begin with somebody dying. Chayesara begins with Sarah, Imenu, and Vayechi begins with Yaakov. Vayechi Yaakov, Beretz Mitzrayim, Shas Rishana, Yaakov goes to Yosef. It's time. He's about to die. So what's the pshat? Because for a tzaddik, the ikur chiyus is taka ilam haba. That's his ikur. The ikur chiyus of Sarah wasn't her 127 years on this world. The ikur chiyus of Yaakov wasn't the years that he spent on this world. Thus, chaye Sarah vayichi Yaakov. It's a story about their ilam haba. That's really the ikur. Says the Gemara. So Moshe tells them, I'm 120 years old, today's my birthday, Zayin Adar, I can't come and go anymore. So Poshet, it means, I can't, but the Gemara says, it's not what it means. He was fresh, he was young, it can't be, means that he was physically worn down. Not just that, the Pasuk says, Moshe went up to Har Nevo. There were 12 steps on Har Nevo'ah. Who passed on Moshe the Psiachas, and he jumped all 12 steps in one shot. So clearly, he wasn't feeling old. So what does it mean when Moshe said, "Lotzeis v'lavoi b'divrei Torah"? What he meant was, is that he couldn't come and go anymore in divrei Torah. Milamed shenistatmu mimenu shari chachma. That he lost out on the shari chachma. So not physically, he was like uchal oid lotzeis v'lavoi. But in his koyach achidosh, in his koyach of Torah, some element of shari chachma is what was taken away from him. I saw the mashfarshim, I'm very bothered what exactly that means. Shenistatmu mimenu shari chachma. But on some level, intellectually, from a Torah perspective, he couldn't come and go the way he used to, and that's what he told him. I just had one thought as I was learning the Gemara yesterday, and that is, we spoke at the Kesef Mishnah not long ago, where we know that Torah is Leib HaShemayim. So if a Baskel comes out and says, Halacha Kaplayni, the Maisa with Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkin is, the Maisa with Rabbi Bar Nachmani and Perek HaSeiches HaPoyalim. So we spoke at these Gemaras at length when we learned Mesachtes Nazir came up. So there's an idea of Torah is Leib HaShemayim. The Kesef Mishnah says, a Chiddush Nifla. He says that a tzaddik, Somach l'misasai, his Torah is also a bechina of Torah Leib HaShemayim. He said it to answer, the Gemara says, with Rabbi Bar Nachmani, right when he passed away, when he was Nifter, so he was learning the Gemara about Tumas Saras. There's a suffix if the Beheres came first or the Seir Lovin came first. So Rabbi Bar Nachmani said, the Halacha is Tar. The Maisa, the Rambam says, Tomei. The Kasha is that, why would the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Saras paskin not like that Gemara in Asir Chasapayalim? So the Kesef Mishnah said that Rabbi Bar Nachmani said it as he was dying, as he was passing away. Yatzin Rishmasi B'tahari. You said the word Tar, and that's when it was Niftar. A Tzadik Somach L'misasa is Leib HaShemayim. Maybe that's Melamin Shinistat M'men V'shari Chachmo. Today was the day Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Nifter. It was Somach L'misasai. Even if he was able to learn Torah, but his Torah was already a Bechina of Torah Leib HaShemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah, was Teres Moshe. But now it was already a Torah Leib HaShemayim. Maybe that's one an element here in the oymek of what exactly Moshe was missing. B'shas p'tirasi. V'yelech Moshe v'yoshua v'yisiatzvu b'oyol moed. So Moshe and Yeshua go and they stand b'oyol moed. Tana, oysa Shabbos, shaldiyoy zuki hoysa. This day was Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on a Shabbos, and it was a day of Diyoy Zugi. There were two people that ruled on the same day. Nitlo Rishus Mizev and Nitlo Lizev. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu died during the day. So the first half of the day, Moshe was the Melech, and on the second half of the day, it was Yeshua ben Nun that was the Melech. So on that same day, Moshe and Yeshua both ruled. Amar Yehuda, Mol Mikra Kasev Yevshal Imroi. Were it not for the following pasuk, it would be impossible, it would be usher for a person to say, Heicha Moshe Mes. Where was Moshe Nifter? Bechelklo She Ruven. He was Nifter and Chelklo She Ruven. Dechsev. Ayal Moshe Barvas Moiv Al Har Nevoi. He was Nifter and Har Nevoi. Unevoi Bechelklo She Ruven Kaima. Nevoi was in the Chelik of Ruven. Dechsev. Ubnei Ruven Banu Vegoimer Ves Nevoi Vegoimer. So you see that the Bnei Ruven are the ones that built Nevoi. The Heichan Moshe Kavur. So Moshe was Nifter and Chelik Ruven. Where was he buried? Bechelkoy shel God. Dichsiv vayar reishas loy, and the pasuk says ki sham chelkas mechoykek sofon, and Chazal darshin ki sham chelkas mechoykek sofon. This is in Parshas Vezeis Habracha, talking to God, that chelkas mechoyke is referring to Moshe. Sofon means buried. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried bechelkoy shel God. Umichelkoy shel Reuven at chelkoy shel God kamahava. How long does it take? How long do you have to travel to go from chelkoy shel Reuven to chelkoy shel God? Arba milin. Oysan arba milin mihoy lichoy. Had Moshe get from chelkoy shel Reuven, which is where he was nifter, to chelkoy shel God, which is where he was buried. Malame. And this is the thing that we're it not Mavur from a pasuk would be also to say Shaya Moshe Mutu Bekan Feshchina. Moshe was literally carried by the Kan Feshchina Umalachi Ashoris Oimrim, and he had an entourage of Malachi Ashoris that were being malave him, and they were saying Tzidkas Hashem Asa Umishpatav Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu also was saying, he was also being maspid Moshe. He said Mi Yakum Liam Mireim Mi Yisyatzav Liam Payal Yoven. Who's going to stand up against my enemies? Rashi says who's going to be my chiyach people like Moshe did. Veshmul Amashmul says that Hashem was saying Mika Chacham Umi Yodeh Pesha Dover. Who's going to know how to compromise and make shalom amongst people the way Moshe was able to? Rabbi Yochanan says Achoyim Chacham Yain Timotze. Who's going to be a Chacham like Moshe? Rab Nachman says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem." That was what the hesped was. Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. Smal Yoin Omer. So who's Smal Yoin? So Rashi says Shem Chacham. Tosfos brings this pshat as well, but it brings Rabbeinu Chananel that some say it was a Malach. So either this is Smal Yoin is saying what Hashem was saying, or Smal Yoin Omer, according to the Rach, means that not Hashem was saying, but the Malach Smal Yoin was saying. Vayom Hashem Moshe Safra Rabbi Yisrael. Tanuk Lezak Gadol Omer. Shnei Masim El Hashem Erosim. That he was Dasko Mashmiya, that the entire 12 mil of Machne Yisrael Keneged Shnei Masim Rav Lezer Gadol Omer Shnei Masim Bila Shnei Masim Mil Keneged Machne Yisrael Basko Mashmiya VaOmer VaYom Hashem Moshe, and again Safra Rabba the Yisrael. So this is some of the circumstances that existed at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira. The Yeshayimrim, some say, Loi Meis Moshe. There's a Yeshayimrim that says Moshe Rabbeinu was never Nifter. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Eliyahu Hanavi, of course, we know was Allah Basa'ara Hashemayma. Here we have a Yeshayimrim that Loi Meis Moshe. Ksif Hacha, it says, Vayomas Sham. The word Sham. V'ksiv hasam v'yehi Sham im Hashem. Ma'la halon, just like over there, where it says v'yehi Sham im Hashem, it's talking about the 40 days of Moshe, one of the Mekabal HaTorah, oimed u'meshamesh, he was alive, afkan, v'yom Hashem means oimed u'meshamesh. So some say that's v'yom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem, that even after v'yom Hashem Moshe, he was still an Eved Hashem, he was oimed u'meshamesh, he was still serving Hashem. But either way, this is a Gemara that's not so well known, tucked away. There's a Yesh Oimrim that Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Meis. Again, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, that's something that's full with Chazal. Incidentally, one thing, we didn't mention this yesterday, but Reb Chaim Volozhin, in his famous Hakdama to the Vilna Goyen's Pirish on Sifra Ditzna Yus. A lot that we know about the Vilna Goyen comes from a Hakdama that Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote to the Vilna Goyen's Pirish on Sifra Ditzna Yus. And he has a lot of first-hand accounts, things that he saw by the Vilna Goyen. One of the things he writes that he saw by the Vilna Goyen is he went through the Ksavim of his Rebbe, the Gra, and he saw that the Gra wrote in his Ksavim things like Eliyahu Hanavi Omar Lizeh, or Yaakov Avinu Omar Lizeh. So he said, the Sha'alti as Rabbi. I asked my Rabbi, Eliyahu Hanavi told you what? Yaakov Avinu? Where did you meet Yaakov Avinu? So he told him, Eliyahu and Yaakov are the two people that were Loi Meis, and he was Zoicha Tegiluim from Eliyahu Hanavi and Tegiluim from Yaakov Avinu. And it was all based on this idea of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. We have in the end of this week's parsha that Yaakov Avinu is going to be in Beis Shem Ve'Evra for 14 years. And Chazal say that Vayishka B'Mokam Ahu, in the beginning of parsha, Vayetze B'Mokam Ahu Shachav, but the 14 years that he was in Beis Shem Ve'Evra, he didn't sleep. How's it possible for a person to go 14 years without sleep? Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Ruach Chaim, it's because sleep is 1/60th of death. And the reason a person has to sleep is because one day we're going to die. It's the same thing that causes a person to die after he expires, that causes a person to need to sleep while he's still alive. But being the Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, that's how it was shayich for Yaakov Avinu to go 14 years without sleeping. That Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Ruach Chaim. But here you have even Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Meis. Vayik baroysoi begei haoretz begai, the Eretz Moyav Mul Beis Par. So where was Moshe Rabbeinu buried? He was buried in Eretz Moyav Mul Beis Par. Amar Abrechio, Simen B'teich Simen. The Torah gives us a lot of hints, a lot of clues where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Va'afilu hachi, and despite all the clues that we have, says the Torah, Lo yod ish esk farase. Nobody knows where he's buried. Dikvar Shulchan Malchus HaRoshon. Says, I don't think nobody ever tried finding out where Moshe is buried. The Malchus HaRisha, referring to the Romans, they wanted very much to find out where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. And they sent Eitzel Gistrosh of Beis Par. They sent to some official of Beis Par. That's where Moshe is buried. Harenu hecha Moshe kover. Tell me, where's Moshe buried? Amdula Maila. So he took them. He says, stand up here. You see down there? That's where he is. But when they look, nidbilam lamato. And lamato, nidbilam lamaila. Wherever they were standing, it always looked like Moshe was somewhere else. They were chasing, and they just couldn't find it. Nechel kol tashkei says, all right, you know, we're going to divide. You stand here, I stand there, you stand, that's between all of us, somebody's going to have to find it. And the Gemara says it still didn't work out. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't know where he himself is buried. It says, and you see that Moshe is referred to as Ish Ha'elikim. Thus, even Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Why was Moshe buried next to Beis Pa'ar? It was to forgive Klal Yisrael for the averus that they did by Par. So this is a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Gimel. The entire pasuk reads, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teileichu Va'oisei Tiro Ves'mitzvayisav Teshmoiru Uve'koylai Seshmo Va'oisei Savoyde Uve'oisei Bakum. So this is one of the many general psukim that you have in the beginning of Sefer Devarim that big picture mean you're supposed to serve Hashem. But specifically, what do these words mean? Is it possible literally for a person to follow the Shechino? It's an old consuming fire. So how could you literally follow Hashem if Hashem is a fire? What it means is lahalich achar midos of Shalom Kodesh Baruch. What it means is a person has to follow in the midos of Hashem. Mahu maldashan rumim, just like Hashem is a maldashan rumim. Dichsev ayas Hashem lekim lo adam ule ishtei kosnes or he clothed adam and chava vayal bishem afat ha halbashan rumim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bikur chaylim. We find that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mevakir chaylim. Dichsev ayere elav Hashem meiloinei mamre afat ha baker chaylim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nichem avel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was menachem avol. Dichsev ayi achrim moisav rom vayavor chalikim es Yitzchok benoyin. It means birchas avel. Af ato nachem avelim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kovar mesim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu buried the mesim. The chsev vayik beroisai begai. Af ato kvar mesim. That's why it comes into this Gemara. We're talking about Hashem being Isaac in the kfura of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we learn from there. Af ato kvar mesim. There's an idea of Achrei Hashem Alekechem Teilechu that a person is supposed to follow in the Anhogas of Hashem. Hashem is a Malbash Arumim, Hashem is a Mevaka Choylim, he's a Menachem Avol, and he's a Kovar Mesim. So too, every Yid has an obligation to follow in Hashem's ways and to do the same thing. We spoke this out when we learned Mesechnis Nedarim, Nedarim Lamites, Nedarim Dafmem. That's where you have the Gemara's about Bikur Choylim. The Gemara over there says, Remez Lebikur HaCholim Menatoyra Minaya. So you have the whole sugi over there about Bikur Choylim. So this is a Gemara which would seem to suggest the Makar that a Yid has a mitzvah to be mevakir cholim. Achrei Hashem alekechem teilechu. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It would seem to be a mitzvah deiraisa. In fact, the Bahag and the Ramban, they're moina bikur cholim as a mitzvah deiraisa. And this is one of the rayas, one of the makaris to the Bahag and the Ramban, that bikur cholim is a mitzvah deiraisa. Stating that, again, we talked about this at the time, in kam mekoimoi, but the Rambam Shita in the beginning of Perek Yudal, Hilchos Avol is, mitzvah sasei shel divreya. It's a mitzvah derabonon. Levakir cholim, ulanachim aveilim, ulahoitzi Hameis ulahachnes akalu lilvois aorchem ulasasek bechol tzarkei akvura, etc., etc. From the Rambam, it would seem that it's not a mitzvah deraisa; it's only a mitzvah derabanan. I all these gemaras, you'd have to say there are smachtes v'alma. But either way, machlokes rishonim whether this pasuk achrei Hashem alekechem teilechu is it a mitzvah deraisa? That's the shita of the Hagan Ramban, or is it only a mitzvah derabanan? Kos nosar. So we mentioned. What about all other midas of Hashem? Yeah. So you find the Gemara Darshan's also v'alachta b'drachem, mahu rachum, mafata rachum. That's more general. Mahu chanun, mafata chanun. Why dafka these four things? Or are they only? Or they're examples of kosnosar. So Hashem was malbish adam and chava, and what did He clothe them with? He clothed them with kosnosar. Rabbi Shmuel, machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. What it means? Chadam. One says davar b'man ar. It means the kseinus. The clothing was made out of ur. The chadomar dover shel ur nenamimeno. No, it was something that the ur, a person's skin, benefits from. Doroshav simloi, Torah, tchiloso gmilos chasodim, v'soifo gmilos chasodim. It begins with chesed, and it concludes with chesed. Tchiloso gmilos chasodim, it begins with chesed. Dichsev ayasa shem alikim lo'odam ule'ishtoi kosnos ur v'ayal bishem. Right in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Odom and Chava, they have no clothing, Hashem gives them clothing. V'soifo gmilos chasodim, dichsev ayik barois begai that Hashem himself was kovim mesim. Hashem buried Moshe. Dorish Rab Simloi, a famous gemara. Name man nesav Moshe lekonis Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to enter Eretz Yisrael so badly? Vichi lechem miperiyu tzarich. Is it because he heard that Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Zavas Chol Vadvash and he wanted to have some of it? Or was it because he wanted to just in general benefit from all the wonderful things in Eretz Yisrael? Ella can't be. Kach omer Moshe. Harbe mitzvah sav Yisrael. The Yidden were commanded many mitzvahs. Ve'emis kamin el Eretz Yisrael. Some of them you can only be kamin Eretz Yisrael. Ekones ani la'aretz. I want to enter Eretz Yisrael. Kidei she'yiskaimu kulon al yodi. So like this, the mitzvahs that one can only be kamin Eretz Yisrael, I'll be kamin Eretz Yisrael. Omer le'akodesh baruch hu. So Hashem turns to Moshe. He says, you're davening 515 fields. You're dying to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, let's be honest. Why do you want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? Because you want to be mekayim the mitzvahs that you can be mekayim in Eretz Yisrael. But he continues. And why do you want to be mekayim all the mitzvahs that you can only be mekayim in Eretz Yisrael? Klumat mevakish el lekabel schar. Because you know that by being mekayim those mitzvahs, you'll get more reward. He says, no, I have a way to work this out. Malani alecho kilu asisim. I'll consider it as if you did these mitzvahs, and I'll give you the schar that you would have gotten anyways. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Gimel, Lochein Achalik Leberabim, Vesatzumim Yechalik Sholol, Tachas Ashehero Lamoves Nafshoi, Ves Poishim Nimno, Vuchet Rabim Noso, Vela Poishim Yafkir. The Gemara darshins the entire pasuk. Lochein Achalik Leberabim, Hashem says, I will give you Moshe schar. Yochel Kachreinim, I would have thought, schar, like gedolim from more recent generations, like the achdayer, the achreinim, the loikari shaynim. Talmud loyim aves atzumim yichalek shalom. Kavram Yitzchak v'Yakov sheim atzumim b'toyru v'mitzvahs. Tachas asher hero lamavus nafshe. Why am I giving you all this char? Because you were hero lamavus nafshe. What does that mean? Shemaser atzmel amiso. Shenemer v'mayin mechinino. Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared to give up his life for Klal Yisrael. He says, wipe me out of the Torah, right? That's poshim nimno, shen nimno meisei midbar. He was counted with the meisei midbar. He never came into Eretz Yisrael. V'huchet rabim noso. What does that mean? Shekipra meisei o ego. V'la poshim yafkia, shepikich rachim ha-poshim Yisrael, she'achsu b'tshuva. He davened to Hashem that Hashem take back the chazri tshuva. It's not clear when this happened. V'impkia ela tfilo shenema v'ata al tispal v'ada omazeh v'al tisa v'adam rino v'tfilo v'al tifkabi. But what do we want from this long-winded drasha? We want the beginning. Hashem says, "Lochein achalik leberabim v'satzumi achalik." So I'll give you schar anyways. It's referring to this conversation between Hashem and Moshe, where Hashem tells Moshe that why are you davening so badly to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because you want the schar. Oh, you're davening so badly because you want the schar. Malani alecha kilo asisim. I'll give you the schar anyways. Like this, you won't have any problems. Is it possible for one moment to think that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah so you can get the schar? It's the mission right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Al tiyu kavodim, am shamshin asarav, am anas l'kabel pras. Elo, tiyu kavodim, am shamshin asarav, shaloy am anas l'kabel pras. Azay freik the Marsha. Says the Marsha, a chiddish, that when is it true that a person's not allowed to do mitzvahs or shouldn't do mitzvahs, am anas l'kabel pras? That's a mitzvah that you're obligated to do. So if you're a mitzvah voice, so you have an obligation to do a certain mitzvah, then you should do the mitzvah because you're obligated to do it because Hashem wants you to do it. It's the tzivoy Hashem. But a mitzvah that you're not mitzvah v'oisa, a mitzvah that you're not obligated to do. So I anyways have no obligation to do it. So why can't I do it? Al manas l'kav v'schar. That's the marshal. Being that Moshe was never nitztave to enter Eretz Yisrael, he was an enoi mitzvah v'oisa. So being that he was an enoi mitzvah v'oisa, he was allowed to do mitzvahs al manas l'kav v'schar. The truth is this marshal answers another kasha. We're familiar with the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef was blind. And Rabbi Yosef said, Mereshav Amina, I used to say that if somebody would tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that a suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs, I would make a yom tov l'rabbanan, make a big suda. Why? Because it means that I'm potter min ha-mitzvahs, and I do mitzvahs anyway, so one day I'm going to get a lot of schar. I'll get so much schar because I'm doing a mitzvah that I'm not obligated to do. But then I heard God on mitzvah voice, yes, and Misha in a mitzvah voice, so I realized just the opposite. Had I, if I'm chayiv a mitzvah, then I'm going to get more schar. So if somebody tells me that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, then I'm going to make a yom tov l'rabbanan. And everybody asks the same kash, Rabbi Yosef, that's what he's concerned with. He's concerned with schar mitzvah, God on mitzvah voice, yes, and Misha in a mitzvah voice, I'm more schar, less schar. Why is he worried about schar? Al tiyu kavodim, am sham shen asarav, al manas l'kal b'pratz. The teretz is, Rabbi Yosef is saying that if I'm an ein mitzvah v'oisa, at least that side of the Gemara, it will answer, then I could do mitzvahs Amanas lekabel pras, and that's why I'll make it. Either that's the Marsha's teres. Marsha says that enochinami al tiu kavodim amasham shen sarav amanas lekabel pras. Only if you're obligated to do the mitzvah. But if you're not obligated to do the mitzvah, then to the contrary, why can't you do a mitzvah? Why can't you do a mitzvah amanas lekabel pras? But it's yidua again for Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. The Reb Chaim Volozhin said a different teres. He said that people are accustomed to thinking that there are two levels in avodas Hashem. There's someone who's Meshamesh HaSarav Amanas L'Kabel Pras, and then there's someone that's Meshamesh HaSarav Shloi Amanas L'Kabel Pras. So Amanas L'Kabel Pras means a person does the right thing because he knows that if he does the right thing, one day he's going to be rewarded for all the wonderful things that he does. Sadi Katoma Yifrach. That's why he's going to do it. Because one day he's going to be Zeicha to all the good in Olam Haba. So that's why he's going to do the right thing. And he refrains from doing the wrong thing because he's concerned with the Einish. So he's a Meshamesh HaSarav Amanas L'Kabel Pras. So at the end of the day, he got it right. He does all the right things, but he did it for the wrong reasons. That's not the most noble way of serving Hashem. And that's Al Tiyu Kavodim HaMeshamesh HaSarav Amanas L'Kabel Pras. The higher Madrega is when someone does it, Shloi Amanas L'Kabel Pras. Hashem created me. This is what he wants me to do. I don't care about Schar, not Schar, I'm going to do it because that's the Rosan Hashem. Says Reb Chaim, that's wonderful. But there's a third Madrega that's even a higher Madrega. And that is, why did Hashem create the world? Hashem created the world because he's a Toivu Meitiv. That's what Ramchal says in the beginning of Derech Hashem. Hashem is a Toiv and he wants to be Meitiv. He wants to share his Toiv or his Hatova with people. And for that reason, he created a world and he created people so he could bestow good onto those people. Now, if that's the case, Hashem could have just created Olam Haba, threw us in, all into Olam Haba. That's the world where everyone is going to be rewarded for all the things that they did. And let's just start off in Olam Haba and have Toiv. Why didn't Hashem just put it in, us into Olam Haba? Because if we would be thrown into Olam Haba, all the Toiv that we would get, we wouldn't fully appreciate. Because if you don't earn it, you don't really appreciate it. It's what the Svarim call Nahama de Chisufa. So what did Hashem do? He put us on this world, Olam Hazeh. He said, earn it. But the Tachlis is, why do I want you on this world? So you should overcome all your Nisyanis. You should overcome the Yetzahar. Ultimately, you should be able to do all the mitzvahs so that one day I'll bring you into Olam Haba and I'll be able to be mekayim my tachlis, which is to give you toiv. That means the real tachlis of Briyas Olam was that Hashem wants to give you schar. He wants to give you schar. He put you in this world so that you can earn it. But ultimately, the tachlis is that he can give you schar. He says the highest madriga of Avodas Hashem, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, is when a person serves Hashem because he knows that by serving Hashem, he's going to get schar. But not because he wants the schar, but because he knows that that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants to give him schar. So he wants the schar, not for personal selfish reasons, but because he knows that Hashem wants him to get the schar. That's the ultimate. The ultimate is that he is worshiping, he's serving Hashem for what the tachlis of the Briya is. The tachlis of the Briya is that Hashem wants to be meitiv im habruim. That's the tachlis. And if a person serves Hashem for that reason, that is the tachlis. So enochinami, that's when a person just, he wants the pras for himself. That's the lowest madriga. The highest madriga is where you're doing gamanas l'kabel pras, but not because you yourself personally want the pras, but because you know Hashem is going to have hanah from the fact that he's giving you the pras. If you do it for that reason, that is in fact the most noble reason to serve Hashem. Hadron aloch, Hamekana leishtei. We now return to our regular program, which is Misach de Soita. Zok de Mishnah. So one of the things that was done in the process of the Soita was she brought a carbon mincha. Now, the Torah says the husband brought it, she didn't bring it, but there was a special mincha, a minchas kanois, that's what it's called, that was brought, it was part of the process. So she drank from the Mayim HaMa'arim, she had a stand in the Makom HaMikdash. One of the key elements to the process of Soita was a Karban Mincha was brought. Now the Gemara is going to discuss some of the details of the Karban Mincha. So she or he, they would bring the Karban Mincha to the Makom HaMikdash and they brought it in a Kvifa Mitzris. This was a basket that was made out of palm bast. So it was a cheap, very inferior material. V'noisna al yada. He would put it al yada. They would put it on her hand. She would have to carry it. And why did she have to carry it? To wear her down. The Gemara will say, why are we wearing her down? This is all part of the interrogation that we had in the beginning of the Masechta, because we want her to soften up so that in the event that she's really guilty, she'll confess, she'll never go through with drinking from the Meisaita. All minchas, when they were brought initially into the Makom HaMikdash, they were brought in a klisharis, and then ultimately, when they were brought on the Mizbeach, they were brought in a klisharis. This is the exception. V'zut chilasa b'kfifa mitzris, v'soyve b'klisharis. This wasn't brought in a klisharis, this was brought in a kfifa mitzris. Kolam anachasun eshem l'vayna. Every mincha had an eshem l'vayna. V'zu eina tu'una loy shemen v'loyin l'vayna. Kolam anachis boyis mena chitin. All menachis were brought from chitin, wheat. The flour was made from wheat. V'zu b'man asayim. This was barley flour. Mincha sa'omer, the mincha sa'omer, afal pish, b'man asayim. Although you do find another mincha that was brought from sa'omer, barley, and that was the mincha sa'omer. However, he hoisa bagarish. It was brought using fine flour. V'zu b'kemach, this flour wasn't as fine. B'kem li'o lo'omer, k'shem sh'maseh ma'ase behema, kach korban ma'ichel behema. The reason that the mincha soita was brought from sa'orim and not from chitin is because who eats sa'orim? Animals eat sa'orim. And she did ma'ase behema, the znus, and as a result, there's a symbolism over here. Her carbon is going to be a carbon behema. Tanya, abachan and neymeh mishum rabbi the kol kach lo'mo, why was it that we want that she should have to carry the kvifa mitzvahs? Why can't her husband carry the bags for her? K'dei li'yaga, the reason is we want to tire her down, so that she should back out, she should be chayzer, she shouldn't drink from the mei soita in the event that she's really guilty. Says the Gemara, if the Torah had such rachmanus on someone that did an avera, can you imagine how much rachmanus the Torah has on someone that really does mitzvahs? What does it mean the Torah has rachmanus? Because the Gemara assumes that why don't we want her to drink? Because we don't want her to die. So who are we worried about not dying? Someone who was an Ovei Ritzayinai. So if we have such Rachmanis on an Ovei Ritzayinai, Kavachayimai, we should have Rachmanis on an Ovei Ritzayinai. But Freyta Gemara, Mimai, Mishum, the Chasahu. How do you know the reason we don't want her to drink? It's because we care about her. Maybe the reason we don't want her to drink is because we don't want the Mechikas Hashem, like we discussed in the first parak. You have to be Mechik Hashem. That's all part of the process. It says the Gemara, this Tana holds that they used to drink, she used to drink, and afterwards they would bring the carbon. That means right now when you're bringing the carbon mincha, she drank already. And if she drank already, it means he did the Mechikas Hashem already. So why are you tiring her down now? Why are you making her tired now? The teretz is because you wanted to admit that you already had Mechikas Hashem. That's water under the bridge. The teretz is we're trying to protect her life, and that was the Kal V'chomer. Im Oivri Ritzoyne Kach, Kal V'chomer Al Oisei Ritzoyne. Incidentally, if she drank already and she was guilty, why didn't she die? The teretz is because you didn't bring the mincha yet. The mincha is referred to in the Torah as maskeres avoin. So even if you hold mashka v'achakach makriv, that first she drank and afterwards they brought the carbon mincha, but l'maisa nothing would happen to her until they actually brought the carbon mincha. That's the Gemara. The imi shom megillah hamchikale. If you're worried about the megillah, it was already nimchak. So at that point, that's all the table. Kol aminach. So the Mishnah said that the soita, when she brought a carbon mincha, she brought it in a kfifa mitzras. She brought this in a cheap basket, and that's in contrast to everyone else that brought a carbon mincha, because kol aminach is a regular mincha was chilason v'soifon b'klisharis. Was brought into the Makom HaMikdash in a klisharis. So an ordinary mincha was brought in a klisharis. This was brought in a carbon mincha, in a kfifa mitzvah. It was that true. It was a mincha ordinarily brought in a klisharis. And the Gemara is going to bring a long brisa now that goes into all the details of how you bring a carbon mincha. We'll go through the brisa quickly now to get the point that we need. And then the Gemara in the bottom of the Yomit into tomorrow's daf is going to go through each line in this brisa in somewhat greater detail. So we have a little bit of kachem. V'reminu, we go from Haggadah to kachem. V'reminu, seder menachis ketzad. What was the seder of an ordinary mincha? Not necessarily the mincha seita, but any mincha that was brought. There were always menachas being brought in the Makom HaMikdash. How was a carbon mincha brought? Says the Gemara, it begins as follows. Ketzad, other maybe mincha b'teich beisoy, bekalsois, shal kesef. This shows up. A person would bring the flour, the mincha that he was going to ultimately bring on the Mizbeach. He would bring it in either silver or golden kelim. The noisel l'toich klisharis. He'd bring it to the Makom HaMikdash, and when he got to the Makom HaMikdash, he would put it into a klisharis. Umekadosh of a klisharis, and he'd be mekadosh in a klisharis. The noisel l'asham l'levoina, and then he would put oil and levoina on it. And then he would give it to the Kohen. The Kohen would bring it to the Mizbeach. And the Kohen would put it on the Mizbeach, on the corner, which corner of the Mizbeach? Literally on the corner, vidaya, it would be enough. Just leave it there, and you don't have to do any more. The Gemara is going to say, what else did you think you may have to do? Then the Kohen would take the Levoina, which is in this basket, and move it to one side. The Kohen, and he would do kmitza from the soilus and the shemen, specifically the part that had in it the most shemen. And he would take the Kohen, he would put it into another klisharis. And again, he was mekadesh it in that second klisharis. Then he would gather the Levoina, the noisal gabov, put on top of the koimetz, umaleo, umaktiroi, beklisharis, he would be maktiroi to get in the klisharis, umolcha, he would salt it, noisal gabi yishin, and put it on the fire. Karva koimetz, once the koimetz was brought, shir and achol. The leftover soilus was mutter barachilo. Virishom, akayadam, litlon techayayim, veshem and advash, the kayadam, when they eat it, they can put wine in it, they can put oil in it, advash, they can make it taste good. However, the inasur al melchamas, one thing they can't do is they can't make it chamas. Again, more about this in detail in the coming Gemaras. Ketani Mia, what do we need from this Gemara? Bekalsoi shel kesef ubekalsoi shel zav. When it was brought, the mincha, into the Malkam HaMikdash, adam mevi mincha, mitoich beisoi, bekalsoi shel kesef v'shel zav. It was brought in either silver or golden kelim. What did the Mishnah say? Tchilas of a klicharis. The Mishnah says it was a klicharis. It doesn't sound like it was a klicharis. It sounds like you took a silver or golden kelim from your house, and that's how you brought it to the Malkam HaMikdash. Amar Rapapas. Rapapas says you have to amend the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says tchilas of a klicharis, it doesn't mean literally a klicharis, but rather ema bekelim haru'uyim liklicharis. Kelim that are right to be klicharis. Says the Gemara, Michlal, the Kfifa Mitzris, loichazio. So it would seem then a Kfifa Mitzris can't be a klicharis. Keman, the loich Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. The title of the price, klicharis, a klicharis that was made out of wood. Rabbi Poisel, Rabbi Yisrael Machshir. Rabbi Yisrael says it could be made out of wood. So if it could be made out of wood, then the Kfifa Mitzris is also Ru'uya Liyos Klisharis. So if you're telling me that it means Klisharis, okay, then I understand. But if it means Ru'uya Liyos Klisharis, so you say Meres, that the Kfifa Mitzris was not Ru'uya Liyos Klisharis, it comes out that the Mishnah then would be the Loik Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, is that true? Do you have a raya from this Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, no. Afilo Temo Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda, Emedam Rabbi Yehuda. When the Beis Buddha say that wood can be used as material for klisharis, that's only if you're using an expensive wood. But bepchusin, a very cheap wood, mi omar, did he ever say it? Chilesle, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda not hold of the pasuk hakriveyu na lefecha secha? And the pasuk in its entirety, it's a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Malachi, v'chisagishin iver lizbayach, ein ra, v'chisagishu pisech v'choyle, ein ra. If somebody is going to take an animal that's either a iver or a piseach, it has some sort of mum, and you're going to bring it to Hashem. Is Hashem going to want it? Hakriveyu no lefecha secha. Hayirtzecha? Oy hayisa panecha, Amar Hashem Tzvokis. Surely Hashem's not going to want it. So the reason the Kfifa Mitzvah is not Ru'uy Elias Klisharis is not because it's eights per se. The fact that it's eights, that doesn't bother me. The issue is that it's a very cheap, it's a very inferior type of eights. And that falls into the category of Hakriveyu no lefecha secha, which you find in Kachin governs a lot of halachas, that when a person brings a carbon, he has to make sure that he's doing it in a nice way, being that this is not being done in a nice way, because it's such a cheap material, it's for that reason that it's possible. So he took the mincha, put it into a klisharis, and then the Bryce adds, umekacho beklisharis. Sounds like it was two things. You put it into the klisharis, and then you were mekadesh in the klisharis. Says the Gemara, shaman, mino klisharis, e mekacho nal midas. It sounds like klisharis is only mekadesh if you have a mind to do it. And that's what the second thing means. Umekacho beklisharis. Meaning just putting it into the klisharis doesn't make it kaddish. You have to have a proactive machshava that you want it to be kaddish. That's Noisel klisharis, umekatsha beklisharis. Says the Gemara, no, change the girsa, ema noisna beklisharis, lekatsha beklisharis. Then the husband or the bala mincha in the brisa of Seyde Menacha is took shemen alavoina and he put it on top of the soilus, shenema vayitzagala shemen, venosal alavoina. Doesn't say anything about a koyin, but the bala mincha, he himself is doing it, umaylicha it's a koyin, then you bring it to the koyin, dechsiv, veheviya el bnei aharoin, it should be brought to bnei aharoin, vekoyim elicha it's a mizbeach, the koyin brought it to the mizbeach, dechsiv yigisha it's a mizbeach. So you brought it from your house, you put the bala mincha, put the shemen and the levoina. He handed it over to the kohen. From this point on, the kohen's going to take over. He's going to bring the mincha to the makom hamizbeach, and then tomorrow we'll get into the rest of the details of how the korban mincha was brought.